For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's basketball team is Tegan Pompa, a senior and a guard out of Elgin, Illinois. And first of all, Tegan, nice to see you again. I know you were our intern here at the Beaver Radio Network last year. What are your plans after college?
Well, nice to see you again too, Kelly. And I'll probably move somewhere back home and try to get a job or go to grad school. I'm not really sure yet, to be honest, but I'm excited for the future. So.
Well, congratulations. You were named one of the Miles Brand All-Academic with Distinction Award winners, along with your teammate, Taylor Bray. What does that award mean to you?
It's always nice to get an academic award. I take that very seriously, and my mom and dad take it very seriously, too. So they've always instilled in me hard work and a good work ethic when it comes to school and basketball. So it means a lot to represent school and the team have that award.
Well, Tegan, you don't play a ton of minutes, but you're a very important part of this basketball team. What are your roles as a bench player, both in practice and in games?
So we mainly, I run minutes on the scout team. I try to simulate what the other team is going to do for the week and prepare our players, and then obviously guard when they're running our offense. And sometimes to kick my butt guarding Trinity and all of them is pretty hard. So, and then I just try to cheer my butt off on the bench and look for what the other team is doing on offense and defense. And if I have something to say that I feel like no one else is noticing, I can say that and people will respect it. But mostly I just try to cheer everybody on and make sure they have confidence in themselves.
Well, I know Coach DeVille is always talking about how this BSU bench is better than anybody's bench. I know she posted that on Twitter. I've seen it on her social media. She's super proud of how loud your bench has been through COVID and not having fans in the stands up until last weekend. Every game that I've seen, heard, watched the replays of, it sounds like you guys have hundreds of fans in the stands because your bench is so loud. How incredible has it been to be part of this team and cheer everybody on through 7 straight wins?
It's been a lot of fun. Like you said, I didn't expect the bench to be as loud as it was. We do have some loud people, and it's just really cool to be a part of that energy. And we have a lot of high character people, and we're all excited for each other and when we do good, and we're there for each other when we maybe don't do as good. But this 7-game win streak has been awesome, and everyone's made it a lot of fun, each and every person. So
you mentioned you work on the scout side of things during practices. As you get ready for St. Cloud State, what are some of their tendencies? What is your team working on?
Well, we haven't started yet, and they didn't play last weekend. So from memory last year, they have a tall post who she can really cause some problems, but we have really great posts too. So hopefully I have confidence in them to do really good. And they have some guards that are really good at, you know, attacking and shooting, and they run a lot of sets on offense, if I remember correctly, where they just throw a lot of screens, a lot of actions at you, and you just gotta be prepared and jump to the ball. I remember their scout takes quite a long time because they do have a lot of sets, so we'll definitely be running those.
How much has it helped in the success of this team when you're playing the same opponent in the same weekend twice rather than playing 2 different opponents?
It definitely helps because once you just focus all week on one team, you don't really have to go, oh, today we're focusing on St. Cloud, and then, oh, it's Wednesday, let's do some Duluth stuff too. And it's nice. So Friday we can make adjustments for Saturday, and it is just a really different dynamic, and you can prepare, I guess, better for just one team 2 days.
Well, this is your second year playing at BSU. You transferred from a community college. Looking back on last year compared to this year, it's like night and day, the success that this team has had this year. What do you attribute that to?
Well, when I came in, you know, the record wasn't the greatest, I guess, but when I came in and scrimmaged against everybody, I'm like, wow, this is a really good team. We're definitely going to have some great successes when I'm here, and I'm going to be excited to be a part of it. And I think it can be a confidence thing to have more experience now under some of the more key players, more experience in tight situations and stuff. But it's always been there. I saw it last year, and I'm just really happy for everybody right now because it's been there, and everyone deserves to have the year that they're having.
Well, you're not the only Pompa that is at BSU right now. Your younger sister, Riley, is part of the volleyball team. What has that been like, seeing her on campus, and do you get to spend much time together?
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, we see each other when we want to, you know, as sisters, you know, we can bicker, but she really is my best friend. So it's nice to have her around. And when, you know, my family lives far away and we have immediate family, we can only have immediate family at games. I'm like, oh, Riley's there. And then hopefully for volleyball, if they have something, I can be at her game. So it's a lot of fun to experience these 2 years together of college.
Tegan, it's always so nice to visit with you. Good seeing you. Good luck
you
this
too.
Weekend, and keep that streak going.
Yes, thank you.